Baba's Heart of Forgiveness, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Butsamudra Knox, with music by Kanala Awa. The Mughal Emperor Baba was kind, generous, and powerful. Once while he was away from his kingdom, his step-grandmother incited one of his cousins to stand against him. This particular cousin made friends with the chief of the army and a few important figures in the capital. When Baba tried to return to his kingdom, his whole army fought against him. They wouldn't allow him to come back. But Baba had quite a few followers outside his kingdom, and they helped him fight against his own people. Baba was so great and powerful that eventually he won the battle. After he had won, Baba went and knelt down before his step-grandmother. He said to her with folded hands, "I don't hold anything against you. If a mother likes one son more than the other son, what can the less favoured son do? The mother should love all her children equally, but if she does not, the ones that are not in favour must not feel sorry for themselves. They should bear the same love for their mother as the ones who have her favour. So I don't hold anything against you. You have done the right thing, according to your light. Now let me have peace of mind." Then he placed his head on her lap and fell asleep. A few hours later, Baba woke up, only to see the main culprit, his cousin, standing in front of him. He had been arrested and brought to Baba by the emperor's loyal followers. Baba stood up and embraced his cousin. Then he said, "You are at perfect liberty, either to stay with me for the rest of your life, or to leave my kingdom. If you leave my kingdom and want to live elsewhere, I will cover your expenses. If you want to continue here, you are free to do so. I feel no ill will toward you at all." His cousin said to him, "Baba, I want to stay. If I leave, people will try to kill me. Not your favorites, but those who helped me fight against you will try to kill me in order to make you feel that they are your friends. So I want to stay here. I know you will never kill me. More than that, I know your forgiveness and compassion will be my eternal friends, and that you will eventually give me a high post." Baba then gave him a broad smile of forgiveness and assurance.